The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia, Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with an amazing indie rock group from Raleigh, North Carolina, featuring singer, guitar, songwriter, Quist Wielding, also bassist, vocalist Laura McCullough, and the drummer, vocalist Drew Foglia, and they've had numerous followers on Spotify, YouTube, and also played in the Raleigh era with a really, really dedicated following. They've had Older, Slower, and Everything Real is Free, and I'm Maria, and of course, they had some EPs as their self-titled album, also Dauphine, and also Resign Yourself, 7 days a week, and plus the title track, and I Was Going Down. And these guys are really big, and they're followed by an amazing pack. Live, ladies and gentlemen, plus studios, somewhere in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina, the amazing indie rock trio from Raleigh, North Carolina, featuring Drew, Chris, and Laura. They are best known as, believe it or not, Goddamn Wolves. Guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's great to have you on board. So you guys are indie rock trio from Raleigh, North Carolina. And of course, we have Drew, who's basically just the drummer and vocalist. And you also have Chris Wielding, the bassist, vocalist as well. And Laura, you're also the, I got that right, the guitarist, Chris, and also the bassist, Laura. So you know, these damn wolves really mess things up here. So. And of course, you're talking about the new release, Nowhere, featuring the title track. You've had some music out for quite some time. And before getting all that, tell us how you all first got started.
Oh.
Come on, the leader always goes first. It's like, who's the leader of the pack, really?
The leader of the pack. That's it. Laura and I were in a band before this, and we really synced up musically, and that when that band stopped, we reached out to Drew, who we knew from another Raleigh band called Love Utter. Mm-hmm. And we got him to play with us as well as Love Utter. And when we came together, we were really happy with the sound. And now we're here on your show.
Yeah.
I do like that. That is so amazing. Of course, so let's go individually here. Let's go with Drew on the left here, that you basically are the drummer and vocalist of the group. And tell us how you first got started.
Yeah, that's right. As Chris said, I was in a I started playing drums when I was in high school. That was a long time ago. And then I did not play again until around 2006 when I moved to downtown Raleigh. And when I got there, I met someone who the very first day I moved in, and they we hit it off right away, and we started a band, and it was called Love Utter. And it was during a time when a lot of the popular music was like Americana and other genres that which I've got nothing against, just not music that I listen to. And the kind of music I like to listen to was heavier and harder than that. And so when we got together my neighbor, that's how it started. I was like, I want to play hard rock and roll. And we went from there. And then, as Chris said, after a few years of that, Chris reached out one day We had a couple of sessions together through a friend that we would meet at a studio and play every few months. And Chris reached out and we got together and hit it off right away. I feel like it just like very, we all wanted to go to the same place is how I would describe it. And you hear where we are with what we're releasing now. And I think we're all digging it.
Mm-hmm. So. And it sounds like you've been drumming for quite some time. And, you know, tell us how you first got started in drumming.
I have always just loved the drums. I don't know why. I can't say. I mean, my early childhood, I'd say my earliest childhood musical influences were like the Cars. And there was something about that album. I still love this album. It's funny. We were just, I listened to it. I listened to Cars just the other day, the Candio album just the other day. And
Candio, that's one of my favorites. I was just going to ask you about that. Oh, yeah. My God, it's my favorite.
Amazing album. If you have not listened to that in a while, go back and listen to it. Every song on it. Just, it's crazy to me to listen to it now on how they're great pop songs. Like, they're amazing songs. And so I think that's where I started. And then kind of just self-taught, did not do much in high school. Really just played for like a year or two, just playing along to albums. And then I stopped for decades and then just started playing again, like I said, with Love Utter, and have been learning as I go ever since.
That is so amazing. Who are some favorite drummers growing up? Your favorites?
Let's see. Growing up, Stuart Copeland. Mm-hmm. I'm the Police's drummer. I think he is one of the most creative, understated, like he serves the songs really well. He's a very unique drummer. And then I have a bunch of local heroes, local bands, Hammer No More the Fingers. The drummer in that band, Jeff Stickley, is amazing. Elise Harrington I might not have her last name right, for Truth Club.
It's Travis's last name.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is Travis's last name. Yeah. A local band called Truth Club. I love her drumming. The drummer for there's a Mannequin P. There's a band. I don't know if you are familiar with that band.
What's the name of it?
All right, is he allowed to curse on?
Yeah, the P word, Mannequin P word, is the name of this band, and they're actually coming to town. They're going to be here this Friday. We're all going to see them. We're all huge fans. Yeah. The drummer, and I can't remember her name at the top of my head right now. I think she's a phenomenal drummer. So,
yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm sure it'll come together when as things go higher. And then, Chris, you're a singer, guitarist, songwriter, and tell us how you got started, Chris.
I started playing guitar in high school, and then in college I was in a band, and that band moved to New York to try to make it and broke up shortly after moving to New York. And then, but once I was there, I just bounced around to a bunch of different bands. And then one of the bands I was in, or the main band that I was in, was a band called Cheater. And we went on to do this off-Broadway show called Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And we had success doing that. And then I got, then that band broke up. And I had kids, and I took about 10 years off from actively playing, and I moved down to Raleigh. And then I saw Drew's band, and I was it was, you know, three dads playing rock, and I was like,
three dads playing rock. I think that's most of us. I think that should be a new name.
Yeah, I was like, I'll go see them because I like them, but I'm sure that it's going to be like Tom Petty covers and stuff. And it was so loud and so aggressive. I was like, great, okay. I want to do that. And then I ended up here.
Oh my gosh, that's a great story, Chris. And how did you first get involved with the guitar?
Since a kid, I just love guitar, you know. I remember I was begging for guitar for years. I think I was 16 when I got my first one, and I had been asking for one since I think 10, you know.
Oh, so, wow. Okay. I guess a lot of persistence there. And who are some of your favorite guitars growing up?
I'm a big Beatles fan. Then I was really into Cheap Trick growing up, and then in high school I got really into REM, and then the Replacements, and then the Soft Boys, and ONU2 and stuff like that. So, as once I hit high school, I was getting into more college rock stuff and moving away from classic rock. But now I hear a lot more classic rock in my playing than
And certainly Dean, and of course for all you viewers out there, got the thumbs up and a big thank you for who's doing that. I mean, I have no control of it, but Laura, let's get to you. Thanks for being so patient. You've been a oh God, tongue tied. Yeah, Wolves, the bassist, vocalist of the group, and tell us how you first got started, Laura.
I just also love the Beatles and Blondie, growing up. And then I don't know, I just somehow got centered on the bass, probably because my favorite band, Throwing Muses, I really loved the bass player in that. Her name is Leslie Langston. And yeah, so I just picked up bass and did a few bands. And then I had decided to just try to get into a band that was already signed. So I went after that for a while. And then when I didn't get those opportunities, I was like, okay, I guess I better finish college so that I have something to fall back on. And then while I was at college, I met this woman who later became my wife, and we started a band. And we did that in Los Angeles for a while. And then we had kids, and Los Angeles is just way too expensive in terms of real estate and
Oh, yeah.
pretty much everything else. So I moved to Raleigh. And then within a few weeks, I think I met Chris, and my wife and I were really big Hedwig and the Angry Inch fans. So it was kind of amazing that I had to move to Raleigh to meet somebody who had done a project that I absolutely loved and be in a band with them. And then it just kind of went from there.
Oh, that's so amazing. Going from LA to Raleigh, I mean, that makes sense. I'm tempted to go Raleigh like that, you know, especially in a big city. I think people are doing it. You're probably starting to turn those wolves. And who are some of your favorite bass players growing up or musicians?
I mean, Paul McCartney, obviously, James Jamerson, who was the Motown house bass player, is probably, I mean, he's probably the all-time great bass player. And then for a lot of indie rock bands like Leslie Langston from Throwing Muses and Herman from Betty Severe, Gary Valentine from Blondie. Yeah, that's probably about it.
And certainly you have a lot in common as well, too. And of course, we'll talk about your previous releases, Older, Slower, Everything Real is Free, along with the new release, Nowhere, including title track with Goddamn Wolves and how they get the name and more. We'll find out in just 1 minute. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960 or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner's show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-outs to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first to go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson Zia has garnered great reviews and even loved and enjoyed by Hollywood celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com and our 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Podbean, Pandora, Apple, Audacy Music. Also, follow us on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube, and make sure you subscribe as well. And follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and more. Tickets with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7, even those wolves. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/Mia Molson. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. We're here with amazing indie rock trio from Raleigh, North Carolina, featuring singer, guitarist, songwriter Chris Wielding, and the bassist, vocalist Laura McCullough, and the drummer, vocalist Drew Fogley, best known as the Goddamn Wolves, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And before we talk about your music, tell us what's up with the name here. Did Wolves really come after you and say, damn it, get off me?
No, after going through,
I don't know, maybe we should say
that. Yeah,
that.
I like that.
I think you better, or they will come after you.
Exactly.
No, it's from a lyric from a Throwing Muses song, which is my all-time favorite band. And just after going through about, I don't know, 100 names, that was just the one that we all agreed on.
Ah, that is rather interesting. I thought they were coming after you. So I think that's one of the more unique names that we encountered as well, too. And you also had Older, Slower, Everything Real is Free, I'm Maria, and, of course, your self-titled release. And, you know, tell us more about the EPs, the releases, and what inspired to write them as well, especially, like, the story behind the music.
Well, we've had a lot of luck with recording with really great people. Yeah. Drew has actually connected us with a lot of good opportunities. We first recorded at Deep Sound Studio in Durham, and we did a couple EPs there, and that was really great. And then I think Pete was rebuilding his studio, and I think with COVID and so forth, it took a little longer than he thought. So we kept checking in with him. Are you open yet? He wasn't. So then we went out to Kernersville, and we went to the studio called Fidelitorium, which is owned by Mitch Easter, who has done a lot of stuff with REM and a lot of other artists. And we worked with this really great engineer called Missy Fangs. And that was really cool. That was when we did the Resign Yourself EP. And then another friend of Drew's is this guy, Max Gowan, and he was just starting up his own studio. And that's where we've been for the past few releases. And I think we've really kind of found our spot in that studio. It's just a really great match. And we've just been really happy with the results. They always help us sound our best over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything you two guys would like to add as well, since Laura did a good portion of talking, which is good, by the way. So we love everybody to join in. It's like, you know, there's no shy wolf out there.
That's right.
Is that true?
Is there might be one shy wolf.
Right. I have nothing really to add to that. I mean, we've been very, very lucky in terms of the people we've recorded with. And in Raleigh, in the Triangle, the scene is just great. There's just great musicians all over the place. And then the people we've recorded with, great sound engineers, and it's been great.
Yeah, I think it, and to add to what both of them have said, I think the other element, and maybe it's one of the reasons we have such a great music scene, is we have a lot of different sized venues, which I think is very important for the varying levels of bands. So we have venues where 10 people is a crowd, right? And we have venues where 30 people is a crowd, and we have venues where 70 people is a crowd. And you kind of need those different levels for it to apply for the levels that the bands are at, right? And then all the way up through the, you know, multi-thousand seat arenas, we have all of that. And so there's a very natural connection between the first of all, three very large universities within 10 miles of each other, which is giving just, you know, obviously just a huge college music scene vibe, and the students all playing bands and so forth and creating bands and whatnot. But then to have all these different venues in all the different cities is really just a gift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as well, too, you also had 7 days a week, including the title track, I Was Going Down, and maybe a bit more about that. If there's other songs or EPs you want to mention, feel free to do so.
How they were written or what they're about?
Not just about 7 days a week, and also I Was Going Down. So a bit more about that. And if there's other music you want to talk about, feel free.
Yeah. I Was Going Down was an older song. I think we played it in...
We did play it in the other band.
Yeah, so Laura and I had played it before and kind of put it aside, and then we brought it back, and
I'm sure I messed it all up.
And yeah,
yeah.
So
you've been meaning to talk to me about that.
going back to like good producers and you know, people who are able to cut things together. No, we were at that point for that single. I feel like we had started getting into the groove that we're in now. We had, I think our identity had started to coalesce, and that was the first song we recorded with Max, and it became a different song than what Laura and I used to play, and it kind of pointed towards the direction that we're going in now. And yeah, it's a very it's if you're just playing it on guitar, it's very straightforward, like three chords, but it's got a, I feel like it's got a very nice vibe to it.
Okay.
And then 7 days a week, we were just talking about that tonight. Laura was saying, and we all agreed, like, we can't really remember how it came together. It was just sort of a germ of an idea, and it just kept building and building and building until it became what it is now.
Yeah, I think
we kind of agree that might be our best song or our favorite song.
I agree.
But interestingly, we've gotten a lot of feedback that the intro is too long. So I think actually we're going to release the B-side of Nowhere, and then probably the next release is going to be a radio edit of 7 days a week. Yeah. It's going to chop off the intro.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. And what do you mainly base your lyrics on when it comes to music?
Lyrics are really hard for me. Laura made a good point. Like, and I feel like I do this too, is she finds like a phrase when she's writing it, and I think I do this too. And then if it, the phrase will like stick in your head and you just kind of build off of that. Like, I don't write, like, I want to write a song about this, you know, it's just, you come up with a sound, you know, some changes or whatever, you kind of like the vibe of like the music that you're playing, and then just see what lyrics you can get out of that. And then in the editing, you know, a narrative will come together so that it makes sense from start to finish. But we were talking to someone else who said that they always start with an idea for the song. The song is going to be about this. And I don't think I've ever done that, honestly. Hmm.
That's a really interesting approach, you know, play off of a lyric, play off of a song, play off of a word. And I think that's rather unique. I mean, you know what? I got to say one thing. I do the same thing, guys.
There you go.
See? Nice. Yeah.
Great minds.
Yes, it is. Great minds think alike as well, too. And, of course, we'll also talk about Nowhere, featuring title track with Goddamn Wolves. And what's that about? We'll find out just one minute with Drew, Chris, and Laura of Goddamn Wolves. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing. We'll be back with Drew, Chris, and Laura of Goddamn Wolves after this time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to the Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back at the Indie Rock from Raleigh, North Carolina, featuring Drew, Chris, and Laura in the Mike Wagner Show, Goddamn Wolves. And you got the new release called Nowhere, featuring the title track. And tell us more about that one.
For me, that's a very old song. I wrote that when I was living in New York, actually. Mm-hmm. But the chorus was not together. And then... We did that in the old band too, but, we brought it to Goddamn Wolves, and we recorded that one recently. It's got, and it's kind of in keeping with the direction that we're playing now. And lyrically it's really just about, to me, it's about impermanence and just, you're just on a journey and things change and nothing lasts forever, and go with the flow and be happy.
Oh my gosh, I think I'm in a state of mind at this time as well too. And Drew and Laura, is there anything else you guys want to add there? Don't be shy.
I don't think that I knew what version was before I've heard it. I know we talk about that all the time. I remember you guys would always make fun of me when I would say, when we were working on the song, I would say, hey, the new one. And you two would be like, this is our oldest song, literally. but it wasn't to me. But
yeah, I mean, I wasn't super keen on having that as a single at first, just because to me it was kind of an oldie and I was more excited about newer stuff. But Drew was really excited about the song, and the recording came out really well. So then I also got excited.
He is excited because he plays very well.
Well, didn't you say it's
I think it's probably one of the first songs where I feel like I wrote parts for it. Mm-hmm. Whereas before I kind of just would find parts for it as we went along. I feel like that song, as it started to come together.
Yeah.
I started to go, oh, I could do this phrase and then I could repeat that phrase and tie that back to this and do like what I think a musician does, which I know as a drummer, that is not who I am or the purpose that I serve in the band. Right. But
what do you call a guy who hangs out with musicians?
That's right. The drummer. There you go.
But I don't think we ever... I could be wrong, but I don't think Laura and I ever played Drew or earlier versions of songs or said, this is how the drums go.
No.
Like, so in a way they're sort of new because Drew, well, also the three, again, I keep repeating myself, but like the energy that we have right now is just, it's bigger than the three of us. And like, we just kind of tap into it and it becomes what it is, which is a great feeling. It's really fun.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I think Chris and now Laura, but when Chris would bring a lot of the songs to the band, and I feel like you, like, how would you describe your style? Like those songs that you bring in have a what kind of feel? Because I feel like I know what you and I do to the songs that you bring.
Oh yeah. I think a lot of the songs, like I'm writing like on acoustic guitar in my bedroom, and they'll kind of skew more towards like an Americana.
Well, Americana singer songwriter. Exactly. Yeah.
And then, then we like wrestle it to the ground and kick it and beat it up and it becomes a lot more aggressive. And, if I tried to play the songs that we've recorded now, like recapture that energy, it would sound ridiculous on an acoustic.
I feel like that does make for an interesting construction of a song, because I feel like it does combine those two genres in a really cool way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it works because I'm writing them that way. They have a structure so that it can stand on. It's like I know that the changes work and that.
Yeah.
But then we can go somewhere else with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as well too, where can we find all your music at, including Nowhere and More?
We're on all the big streaming platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify. We're also on YouTube. You can find the music on our website, goddamnwolves.com, SoundCloud.
Bandcamp, if you want to send us money.
Yep. So. If you're interested in MP3s, I don't know if anybody is, but they are there.
Well, you never know. It's just like I sometimes use them, and my daughter uses them. I was like, you never know who'll use them. So don't ever doubt it, guys. We're here with Drew, Chris, and Delora of Goddamn Wolves here on the Mike Wagner Show, based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And just a few more things. What else can we expect from all of you in 2024 and beyond?
Well, I think we would really like to put out some vinyl this year, but we're not sure quite what form we want that to take yet. But we're looking at that. We're also looking at playing some regional shows here in the South. We're going to be playing Richmond, Virginia on May 3rd. But we also want to maybe do some South Carolina shows, maybe Georgia, just whatever we can get hooked up.
Charlotte, Asheville.
Wilmington,
North Carolina. Sure.
And then I'm sure, I guess, you know, we're kind of the mind now that the best strategy is just to release singles, because it seems that with streaming, attention spans are pretty short. So
I'm sorry. What was that?
Exactly.
We're just trying to hit maybe every couple months with a new song. So we'll probably be back in the studio before too long.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Okay. And certainly keep us today and keep us area up to date on that one. And just a couple of things. Who do you consider biggest influences in your career? So let's start with Drew, or we can start with Chris, or we can start with Laura. So we can go Drew, Chris, or Laura, or other way around, or you guys can pick.
Let's go with Drew.
Biggest influences in music. Oh man, that is a tough one. I think the way I'll answer that is just to say the kinds of music that I like and listen to. I already mentioned the Cars earlier, but I'd say like some more modern bands that I'm listening to now. Like my all-time favorite band, Screaming Females. I think I can't say enough about every element of that band. Marissa Paternosa, their rhythm section, they're just, to me, just they were the cream of the crop. And then, like I mentioned, a lot of our local bands, Truth Club, Hammer No More of the Fingers. You had an interview not long ago with Thirsty Curses and Wilson from Thirsty Curses.
Oh, one of the best in the business. I'm glad you brought
great
that
up. Thank great
you.
Music. Yeah, absolutely. And Oozebox, a young band we play with here too, also. Great guys, great songwriters, great music. I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And Chris, who do you consider biggest influence in career?
Beatles, Replacements, Guided by Voices, Cheap Trick, ELO, Gordon Lightfoot.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, love this music. He's not there anymore. I say love this music.
Every rehearsal I've been playing, If You Could Read My Mind.
Right? Oh my God.
And they love it so much.
No.
It's like, Chris, it's like, Chris, please play that Gordon Lightfoot
song. No.
No.
Never.
Gordon, are you listening? Are you still in Sundown? Or are we on the Evan Fitzgerald?
See, I think he went down with the
And Laura, how about you?
Beatles, Blondie, Throwing Muses, Guided by Voices, PJ Harvey, all the usual suspects.
PJ Harvey a usual suspect?
I had like a 3-year PJ Harvey deep dive. Yeah. In the 90s. Late 90s. I got to it late. And so when I got to it though,
I didn't know that about that.
Yeah.
You never know what you uncover in a pack as well. It's like you never know. That's a good thing. And what's the best advice you guys can give to anybody at this point?
Like other musicians,
or just in general. So pick one, go down the line. You can, go random, draws, go reverse order. It's like, what's the best advice you can give to any point? Drew, Chris, or Laura, one of you start.
All right. Best advice I would give is be nice to everyone. Just be nice. Be nice. Work at it. Work at it. Takes work. So do it. It's worth it.
Okay. And then
Thomas.
Chris?
I think. Thanks for proving my point. See what I have to deal with.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want?
I do you have one?
I do.
Yeah.
One thing, and I'll tie it into being in the band, is that like we're all older,
Oh, this is a good one.
is that?
I like this one.
And you should just do what you wanted, what you care about, and not worry about
That's
what
solid.
the results. You know,
Yeah.
if it brings you joy and
Yeah.
you know, makes you feel good and gives you something
Yeah.
to be happy about, just pursue that and don't worry about what other people think or what, or actually what don't
Don't get in your own head
don't get in
about
your
it.
own head.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
People probably aren't thinking what you are afraid they
Yeah.
might be thinking.
Yeah, I think that's
It's
great.
like my father-in-law always says about aging, beats the alternative,
Yeah,
right?
yeah,
So
yeah.
do what you want to do, have fun, don't
That's
worry
it.
about it.
There.
Yep.
I think, Laura, you pretty much summed it up without me asking that question. I think that's really good as well, too. So I think we all agree on the same thing as a pack as well. We're here with we're with the singer, guitar, songwriter Chris Wielding, and also bassist vocalist Laura McCullough, and also drummer vocalist Drew Folkley of Goddamn Wolves here on the Mike Wagner Show from Raleigh, North Carolina. Guys, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Learned a lot from you. Looking forward to having it soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back again. What's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your music?
I guess we're most active on Instagram at this point. And we do have a website, goddamnwolves.com, and we do have a Bandcamp site where they could search us up. And that's probably the main
Yes. Yeah.
ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're on Spotify, of course, Apple Music, etc.
Come see us. It's a fun show.
We will certainly check that out. We encourage everybody to come out to Raleigh and do so. Once again, guys, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. We wish you all the best. And guys, you definitely have a great future. Have you?
Thanks a
Thanks.
lot,
Thanks
Mike.
for having us.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host, and I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written, it's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm gonna highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.